Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Judge Andrew Napolitano told us Thursday that his number one Fox Business show out of the gates, that the second show was going to air this Saturday, and that Congressman Andrew Rohrabacher said that almost all Republicans think the Iraq and Afghanistan war are illegal and immoral. And sure enough, I watched it Saturday, and he said that and more. Man, how the worm turns. Well, Ron Paul got a huge cheers whenever he, a year and a half ago at the CPAC event, said that it's not conservative to have illegal preemptive wars. And that's the most influential conservatives out there. You know, whoever said liberals had to be for open borders in a bankrupt country and for gun confiscation? Whoever said Republicans had to be for illegal criminal wars and torture? You know, they tell you this is what you've got to be for. They, you know, they limit the scope of debate. I just want to say great job to my crew that comes in every Sunday to be part of the show. We couldn't do it without Matt Ryan and Matt and, of course, Jaron and everybody here up here on the Sunday team who also work during the week. I know I didn't take any calls in the first hour, and I love to hear your calls. It's just that I get frustrated and feel like I don't go to enough of them, or I keep you on hold, or I don't let you talk long enough, but then I want to get to everybody else. I'm going to cover a bunch of other important news on the economy and the police state, and now they are talking about big evacuations of tens of millions of people in the Gulf in the Washington Post. So we have some military sources that it looks like they are being trained for some really scary scenarios. So that's coming up as well. But let me give you the number to join us. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But please call in about one of the subjects I've raised or something really important because about the economy, about these wars, about how they're now saying we're going to stay in Afghanistan for a couple more years after the last deadline. They always play that same trick of, oh, we're leaving in 2008. Oh, now we're going to leave in 2010. Well, now we're going to leave in 2012. Well, now we're going to leave in 2014. Or sodium fluoride. And how do you get out of the comfort zone and just start talking to neighbors and start calling in to talk radio and starting websites and getting past that fear? Because so many establishment people who think they're members of the establishment, somebody's the manager at McDonald's, they think they're the establishment because they got five people under them, you know, at a midnight shift. Hey, I got five people under me. I'm making $10 an hour instead of $6 an hour. I'm a big boss man. I talked to so many people who have means, who are intelligent, who are informed, and they'll go, okay, so what if sodium fluoride's poison? So what if GMO food's bad? Yeah, there's a world government. But still, the media says you're a kook if you're against that. I don't want to look like a kook. So you're going to lose everything. Lose the dollar, lose your sovereignty, lose your children's future. You're going to go along with all this because you want to look like you're a mainline person. Is it mainline to jump off a cliff? Is it mainline to go along with Hitler? I guess it is. That's why it was mainline to have human sacrifice every day in the Aztec Kingdom 1,000 years ago. It's totally insane, anti-human, satanic, but it's mainstream, so why not? When in Rome, do as the Romans do. You don't even control your own destiny when you just, like flotsam and jetsam, just get thrown around on the waves, whichever way the wind blows you. You're only alive once. Be part of standing up for humanity. It shows how brainwashed these people are that so many of these yuppies now will admit everything we're talking about is true, but say, what are you going to do about it? They have no respect for themselves. Well, it doesn't matter if they want to be slaves. Those of you out there that do hear the calling, that have looked into this information, that know it's true, it's your job to stand up against this evil and take action. And it's a great honor to be part of this. You're only alive once. We're alive at such an important time. Every generation has gone through critical crossroads, but this is the most critical in our history. The very survival of our species is at stake because the globalists aren't just seeking to dominate societies, religions, geographic areas. They want to dominate humanity itself and change what humanity is into a suboid, dumbed-down servant class. I have their own documents. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Leaders in the war against the globalists. Key junction points, jump points to the next level. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. Your phone calls and a ton of news straight ahead on the other side. Stay with us.
Remain in your houses. the President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, my friends, we're now into the second hour. We're going to get a quick report coming up at the bottom of the hour from Charlie Veach, who made headlines in the Ottawa Citizen and other publications for being arrested for absolutely no reason. The media demonizes any protest against Wall Street or international private banks, you know, the top six global banks, the kings of the cartel, by saying you're a communist or you're an anarchist. Well, the big foundations funded by the banks publicly fund all the major communist groups. The big banks want to communalize the middle class's money and steal it. And that we've caught them all over the country, Denver, D.C., Texas. We've caught them in the Ottawa papers have reported, the Ottawa Citizen 2 years ago. Royal Mounted Police admit they attacked their own police and staged event. That came out a few weeks ago. They were gearing up for it this time. So most of what you see, you got a few thousand peaceful demonstrators. How do you let the police attack them? You have a few cops dressed up, turn over some trash cans, or provocateurs. So we'll be talking about that and how Mr. Veach got humiliated and basically tortured. That's coming up. And again, the police are going along with their own destruction here. All over the country and all over the world, including Spain and you name it, the police are having to give up part or all their pension funds to the bankers. Everything goes to the bankers. It's like these London Guardian reports and others about the 600-plus islands off the coast of Greece, which itself is an island, some of the most famous in the world, out in the Mediterranean. They're selling them not to the IMF and World Bank for debts they don't owe. Again, it was J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Citigroup, and Wells Fargo, and those are the big corporate banking names that have the shares in the private Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is their front holding company. You read about these brokerage firm heads and these investment bank heads where some of them make $4, $5, $6 billion personally a year off selling derivative crap that's totally worthless, and they know it's worthless, and they sell it to police pension funds, they sell it to fire pension funds, they sell it to city pension funds, to private pension funds. And then when it all goes belly up, the cities and counties go and borrow more money from the private central banks that they may make up out of nothing at 15-20% interest. And when they lose their AAA rating like Portugal or Spain or 40-plus U.S. States are now in the process of doing, according to Bloomberg, I'm going to cover that in a moment, then, oh, you don't pay 10% or 12% interest anymore on made-up money we gave you. That's zeros and ones in a computer. Now you pay 20, 30% like Nigeria. And so no more roads being paved, no more pensions, no more nothing, everything to the bankers. And then Greece is selling 600 islands, and the London Guardian lists the brokerage firm and hedge fund owners' names. They've got all the stolen money of Greece. And then the government comes and sells them the islands back for a little bit of money from the banker. I mean, these guys should all be arrested. What did the Texas Banking Association say 2 months ago? The president said this banking reform bill that's about to pass the House now allows mega banks that wrote the derivatives and caused the crisis to come take over our healthy local and state banks. And that's all this is for. And the big banks control all the regulators. They run Washington. What's in the Washington Post? Friday. House Senate leaders finalize details of sweeping financial overhaul. A new Consumer Protection Bureau housed in the Federal Reserve, the people that did all this, would have independent funding and an independent leader and near total autonomy to write and enforce rules. To write the rules, the laws. More power to the Federal Reserve. Same thing in Greece. They gave them the same power. We're going into total receivership right now. You think the trillions they stole in the last few years and won't tell Congress where it went is bad? You ain't seen nothing yet. And listen, they're going to take it all out of your hide. And they know raising taxes reduces tax receipts. They want you to go bankrupt. This is financial conquering. You know why the cops have been trained to eat their guts and ask for seconds? You know why they got federalization of police and why they're training to paramilitarily take on you gun owners everywhere? Because they're planning to fully overthrow this country. And these fluoride head police out there, most of them are going to follow their orders. Just like the fluoride head public is. Because the average American sucks their thumb and wears diapers. Unless they're watching a sports game. Then they stick their chest out and act all tough. Ooh, my team, I'm worried about that. But they don't have their primitive resistance for liberty. Now, you don't know what red blood's for. You don't know what fight's for. It isn't for going and cheering with your pom-poms like an effeminate trollop. Okay? Man, I tell you, I don't like going into bondage and seeing my country, my republic fall. I know when my country's falling. You're going to find out, those of you out there laughing, real soon. You'd have wished you'd have stood up and spoke up. Maybe you will stand up. But let me tell you, me up here talking about it ain't going to do much unless you get in gear. Well, what do we do then, Alex? You get mad. You get involved. You get educated. You find out what I'm telling you is true. And then you decide what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you what's going on here, and you make the decision. We don't have much more time, ladies and gentlemen. These people are so criminal, they jack the food and water supply to sterilize and give you cancer and dumb you down. That's why you're so sluggish and can't think. But if you're conscious of the chemical attack, you can break through the conditioning. But you were born to be slugs unless you wake up now. A new consumer protection. I mean, I can't believe what I just read here. It's made me mad. A new Consumer Protection Bureau housed in the Federal Reserve would have independent funding, an independent leader, and near total anonymity, autonomy, to write and enforce rules. The government would have broad new powers, the Federal Reserve is not the government, folks, to seize and wind down large financial firms, grab whoever they want. See, they don't really want to grab you and put a bag over your head and take you to a FEMA camp yet. First, they want to grab your bank account. Remember that? Pull up the Bloomberg article from 3 months ago. Feds telling pension funds to invest with feds. I think that was near the headline. And there's no law, but when these federal regulators are so criminal, and they're all Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan people, when they show up, this is on record. This is in Bloomberg, and they tell a big pension fund, a private one, you will invest in, quote, failed banks. That's it. Government telling pension funds to invest in failed banks. That's it. And they say, or there's going to be some, we're going to find a crooked toenail, and you're going to go to prison. The CEO goes, okay, here's the money. I guess I'll cash out next year's. And that's why all these CEOs are just buying islands in the Bahamas and getting out of here. Failed banks may get pension fund backing as FDIC seeks cash, Bloomberg. And then you read that headline, and it says they're just muscling them. This is total mafia takeover. And they're going for broke. I mean, if these big offshore banks have committed 10,000 crimes, why not commit 10,000 more? And after all you do is suck your thumb and watch football. Well, they're going to take everything your family's got because you can't imagine standing up because you were taught from the time you were in diapers to worship government. Or you think Barack Obama, Barry Sataro, or maybe coming up in 2.5 years, you think Mitt Romney, who wrote the socialist health care bill, well, you think Mitt Romney's going to save you. Well, if you idiots vote for any of these morons, you deserve what you get, okay? You better take your state houses back, your counties, your cities. I mean, look at this. The government would have the broad new powers to seize and wind down large financial failing firms and to oversee the $600 trillion. First time I ever saw that in the Washington Post. $600 trillion these dirty bankers made up as a financial weapon to buy everything up. And boy, you think Madoff only made up $150 billion in fake money. These guys make $600 trillion, and they get to become financial gods of the world and openly announce a world government run by private banks, and suddenly police are wearing black uniforms, and you don't see what's going on? Holy mackerel, Batman. To oversee the $600 trillion derivatives market, in addition, a council of regulators headed by the Treasury Secretary, former Goldman Sachs, would monitor the financial landscape for potential systematic risk. That means grab whoever they want, whatever banks they want. I mean, look at this. Biden, we can't recover all the jobs lost. Oh, first NAFTA and GATT was going to give you a great service job. Now the service jobs are shutting down. 1.3 million more people to go off unemployment rolls this month. Here's Bloomberg. States of crisis for 46 governments facing Greek-style deficits, including U.S. states. And you notice California raised all these taxes the last 2 years and then came out and said our tax receipts went down. They know full well when they raise taxes, tax receipts go down because it stalls the economy. They want the economy stalled. These people are wreckers. If you don't know what wreckers are in seaman nomenclature, go look up wreckers, sea wreckers, and learn how they would make ships wreck on purpose so they could loot them. I'm going
to
come back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch you online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Set in is from Midas, December 27, 2007. Gold, 829.80 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $854.56, $421.10 for half, $210.55 for quarter. That's $854.56, $421.10 and $210.55. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting Network. Network.
All right, Wilson, Komal, Damaris, Jonathan, Jeff, everybody. I'm going to get to at least the calls that are on the board today. We've got about a 10-minute report coming up in the next segment from Toronto at the G20. Your private global criminal banker heads, along with the G8, $1.2 billion for their security over 3 days. That's near the entire budget of the city in 3 days. The city's budget for a year. And then you go research the security firms and the funds. Most of that city money and federal money in Canada goes back to companies owned by these filthy offshore banks. So next time it'll be $10 trillion. How about $100 trillion for their security? How about we just give everything to the bankers? Oh, thank you, Madoff. You go to prison for $150 billion or so in derivatives, but your cohorts, you set up the New York Stock Exchange, the modern NASDAQ. Oh, they made $600 trillion. Oh, we'll just let you take everything over then. I'm sorry, I said I'm going to your calls. I'm having trouble handling it. And then you find out these big banks are funding all these eugenics movements. Then you find out they're the ones funding, spiking your water, so you're so drugged out and brain damaged, you can't get angry. That's what fluoride does. We're living in the Twilight Zone. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. It's great to speak to you this evening. I was watching PBS over the weekend, and I seen a show, Tavis Smiley, and he was speaking with a guy, Spencer Wells. And it was just kind of crazy because he was speaking so intelligently, and he was speaking, he's a population geneticist, and he was speaking about the population getting out of control. And it was just so crazy because it just sounds so smooth, and it was almost like I believed in what he said. But
oh, no, they're not upset. They're trained to speak real soft, and we've got some things to fix it. There's too many people. And you can argue that there are a lot of humans, and humans do cause some problems. The point is, you don't have a covert program to brain damage us all. And so, yes, they're everywhere. They're all over the news. They teach kids that we've got to reduce world population. But the point is, it's all going on covertly, and we have all the government documents. This is admitted this is going on.
Yes. And it was just, I'm just glad to say that, like you said, I like alternate sources of media information. You know, I learned a little from him, but it's always good to know the truth. And also, I've seen a documentary about William Kunstler, who was a lawyer. I'm pretty sure you're probably familiar with him. I was just curious why you never incorporated him in none of your documentaries, because some of the things he said is like hand in hand with what you stand for and what we stand for. So I was just curious why.
Well,
you
sir, there have been so many great patriots, so many wonderful people. And I have read some of his quotes. I'm aware of some of his work. But, I mean, I rarely cover one-tenth of what I want to get to and then get very angry at myself. But send me some more of his material. I'll try to cover it. Good points, Wilson. I mean the propaganda that humans are bad, humans are evil is everywhere. But then it's the elite that's selling you that you're bad, so you have this guilt, so the ruling class has an excuse to come in and further enslave you. And then, meanwhile, they're engaged in the genetic engineering and the rest of the stuff that's really vandalizing the biosphere of this planet and detonating nuclear weapons and all the rest of it. They could care less about the Earth. They sell you on this idea that you've got to crawl away into a hole and die so they can have the planet for themselves. And all these yuppies who say, well, there are too many people, Alex. We do have to reduce numbers. They feel like they're part of the elite because they were taught this in anthropology and sociology in college. That's all that's basically taught. But don't they understand there's a covert operation by the higher level acolytes who were given the same information they were given but taken to a higher level and were taught that eugenics was the official state religion. And that's what they say it is. And that they were brought into the higher level where they're not compartmentalized and know what's going on, because they do believe in poisoning the water. They do believe in GMO modification with crops that reduce your fertility and cause cancer. You're being soft killed. A slow way to kill you where you don't notice it, where it's degenerative, where it takes decades, where it reduces most people's fertility, where some people can still have kids and the doctors aren't taught why it's happening, but then other people still can. Let's go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Komal in Florida. You're on the air, Komal.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, how are you doing, Alex? Nice to you again.
Sir, your phone is breaking up. You'll have to call me back on another phone. Damaris in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. Hi, good afternoon, Alex. How are you?
Good, I'm fine. Welcome.
I have two quick questions for you. One of them is that, do you think that a 10-month baby is too young to learn about everything that's happening, like with the government and everything?
No, because the government is going to scare your child as soon as they can get them and turn them against you. And the government is going to take – I mean, it's normal for humans to tell their year-old child, two-year-old child, don't go to the mouth of the cave or a saber-toothed tiger may get you. You're supposed to scare them. Or, you know, the government isn't good like it was in the past, and some police are good but others aren't. And, you know, you shouldn't talk to government people and you should never answer their questions because, you know, they might use you for medical experiments, because they do. I mean, it's now come out in mainstream news in England. I had British reporters here last Thursday and they said, have you seen the London Telegraph? Top, you know, reports confirming the government has quotas for kids and rich families wanting kids. So they go target good-looking, blonde-haired, blue-eyed people. That was, you know, in the article, basically, who are young and about to have a kid, and they trump up reasons to take their kid at birth. That because rich families, rich white people want that white baby. It's much worse than that. And, you know, just like my dad told me when I was 15, don't sign the organ donor card. Statistically, the hospitals won't give you the right care. In some facilities, they want your organs. And then I rolled my eyes but still didn't sign the card, and then later found out that it was true. It came out on 60 Minutes that a lot of hospitals were killing people for their organs. And now Israel's had to admit they're killing Palestinians for their organs. Remember a year ago they got all mad at the Dutch news and others for reporting it, and then later they had to admit, okay, we are doing that. All these big governments, the Chinese government, our government, I'm ranting, ma'am. Go ahead and finish your point.
Okay. The other question is there any vaccines that have no mercury and none of the bad stuff?
Yes, and vaccines, from the science I've seen, the doctors I've talked to, could be a good idea in some cases if there was not liability protection for the makers, if there wasn't a history of eugenics firms running the vaccine companies, if there wasn't a history of so much death and destruction associated with them. The other issue is about 6-7 years ago they had a new lie, that mercury had been taken out of the vaccines. No, small lots were made that were mercury-free, thimerosal-free. But other vaccines, like the flu shots and others, quadrupled the amount of mercury in them. But the mercury is the least of your problems in a vaccine. It's the RNA, the viruses, the other viruses they're adding. I mean, I have an article here today out of ABC News where they're promoting that kids need two H1N1 shots this next year again. And it's not even going to be a new mutated virus, a new vaccine. They're saying take the old one, when there's no reason to take the old one, even if you believe the H1N1 was deadly. And it's come out from the British Medical Journal and the UN and Wolfgang Woodard, Dr. Woodard, who we had on, the EU Commission, that they premeditatively lied, that the vaccine's deadly, and it was all a giant hoax. I had the editor of the British Medical Journal on 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, before it was national news. Now it is. It's all a fraud. These companies, Bayer Pharmaceutical was caught in court 5 years ago, knowingly putting the HIV in the Factor VIII. They knew it. They did it on purpose. Do you understand? These are eugenics companies. They're Nazis.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Hey, you worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness, and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
We got our guest on for one segment. In the last segment, I'm going to go to Forrest, Mark, Lance, Adam, Jeff, Jonathan, Moses. But just be ready, folks, because I'm going to go to you, give you about a minute, and then that's it because the show's almost over. And I've got this other news I'll cover tomorrow. Oil Insider and CFR member predicts Gulf evacuation of tens of millions, and now the EPA is talking about it, and I've got internal word in the Marines that they are training for it. And this is in the Washington Post, so this is getting serious. This could be Obama's excuse to nationalize oil and a lot more. So I'll be covering that tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. If you don't have an AM and FM in your area, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the free podcast, it's all there online. For the rest of this segment, Dan Dix of PressForTruth.ca, a great activist up there, great reporter. And, of course, Charlie Veach of the Love Police, he is with us again. He made headlines being arrested for no reason. And here's the Star, Toronto Star. G20 law gives police sweeping powers to arrest people. They've been caught in the past hiring provocateurs, so the police have an excuse to attack crowds in Ottawa, in Toronto, and surrounding areas. And it was in the news last week that it looked like police were preparing for this again. They always call anyone who protests the bankers communist and give attention to the 10 or 15 communists. What about people that don't want to pay off these fake debts to the banks? We're not communist. In fact, we're capitalists. These bankers, I mean, is Madoff a capitalist? If I'm against Madoff or Ken Lay, am I against capitalism? So to give us a report on what happened, we got about 4 minutes with each of you. Charlie Veach, tell us what you've witnessed there now.
Well, yeah, here we are on day two, the final day of the actual summit. Because they made so many arrests yesterday, I heard a report of 500 people getting arrested in one go and taken out to that Guantanamo Bay-style warehouse. The streets of Toronto are eerily quiet. We walked around for about an hour today trying to find something, and all we could find was a group of about 500 to 1,000 people with about as many police. We did start a march walking through the center of Toronto outside the old City Hall, and the police were stopping the march every 100 meters just for no reason. So there is no way to get around this city. It does feel like the not-too-distant future, as if this is how they are going to be treating cities once things get worse for us. So we are actually seeing much more mainstream media on the streets than actual protesters. The mainstream media are obviously allowed everywhere, but interestingly enough, we have identified a few people in plain clothes walking around the crowd who then suddenly are able to walk behind the police lines, and they look like police as well, Alex.
And we've caught them in Denver, we've caught them in Ottawa, we've caught them everywhere, attacking crowds, and that's what it looks like from the sources we've got happen with a few anarchists knocking a few things over. That was then used as a pretext to move in on the real protesters, and they've done a good job. We've gone from 20, 30,000 back in the 90s at demonstrations to a few thousand now. They used police dogs on people at the G20 last year, even old women coming out of grocery stores. This is costing $1.2 billion for 3 days, basically the budget of Toronto for a year. So we're really being taught who God is. I mean, when God comes to town, the entire city shuts down and $1 billion+ is given to the bankers. Let's talk to Dan Dix. Dan, what have you been witnessing?
Just absolute madness around here. It's completely unprecedented. I've never could have imagined I'd see this in my own city, in the city of Toronto. I'm just blown away, really. I'm just shocked at what I've been witnessing. They've arrested, like Charlie said, upwards of 500 people now who are staying down in the Toronto film studios that they are using as a temporary holding facility.
And Charlie was in there. He described cameras above the toilets, the way they humiliated him, that it was like something out of a science fiction movie.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Toronto used to pride itself on the fact that it has never used tear gas in any kind of a protest before. But that has recently changed. For the first time ever, tear gas has been deployed on the people of Toronto. So, you know, it's unbelievable what's happening right now. I haven't had a whole lot of sleep. We've been working hard covering this for the last 3 days. And I'm just blown away, Alex.
And cveach.org is Charlie Veach's excellent Love Police site. They try to go up and lovingly speak to the police. And for doing that, he was arrested. They taught him that, hey, $1.2 billion to the bankers for this security. And it's just amazing that this is going on. I mean, here are the criminals that should be arrested. But instead, I saw this AP photo of Sarkozy and Cameron and Obama just all laughing it up together. Instead of going to prison like Madoff, they get even more power.
Yeah. Alex, it is a very sad state of affairs. We've seen people get pushed around here, and we saw a 12-year-old boy yesterday get hogtied with those plastic zipper things and thrown in the back of a van. And this 12-year-old boy was crying. This is just after they tear gassed the crowd. So you really don't feel like you're walking around a civilized Western world city. You really feel like you're walking around some city after an apocalypse or a nuclear attack. It's
and you said the police relished arresting you for no reason and relished the petty power and relished looking at you while you went potty.
Yes, they did. They certainly did. It wasn't just rattling the cage. The sergeant who arrested me, he had one of those U.S. Marine crew cuts and those piercing right-wing nasty eyes. And when I had to get my photograph taken, I had to hold up this board saying Veach on it, and he was saying, ha, I feel like I'm here with a prize fish, ha, ha, ha. I caught one of these high-profile protesters, ha, ha, ha. So they are enjoying it.
Well, he'll enjoy having his pension fund taken. He'll enjoy being diagnosed with bone cancer at 47, or he'll be happy when his 2-year-old, you know, dies of the vaccines he gives them and they get lowered into the ground. He'll find out what side he was really on. You know, I think that's the important message here is I get angry at these police. I get angry at them being thugs and enjoying their petty power and arresting my cameraman. We have the footage of it at the G20 last year or not, yeah, just a few months ago, doing nothing and beating up people and then, you know, torturing them once they got to the military facility. But, you know, let's just remember they're under mind control. And they've been told we're terrorists and that we're communists and all of this. They don't understand that these bankers are criminals. They probably think Madoff is good.
Yeah. And just to add, Dan and I, because Dan lives right here in downtown Toronto, right next to the security fence, we got searched 3 times in 30 minutes and had our IDs checked and radioed in. So they're definitely onto us. And it's funny, every time Dan and I walk anywhere, if it's not for his Spartan beard or my megaphone, they are keeping a very close eye on us. And it's a very scary feeling, Alex, when you cross the street and there's 30 police officers following you. And Dan and I have been filmed by police probably about 5 or 6 times today. They've got these super expensive semi-professional cameras, probably $10,000 cameras that obviously the Canadian taxpayers
pay. Hey, there's plenty of money for the bankers, none for the slaves. But here's the issue. You know, at the end of the day, with all of these guys, this is all a drill on total martial law. That's why they have these G20 events all over the world now every few months, costing billions wherever they go, is to practice local governments going under banker control. I mean, this is foreign bankers come in and the city just literally attacks you, the blood bag. I mean, you're only there to supply blood to them.
Yeah, and also let's not forget as well, it's a predictive programming to train the public in urban areas to comply, to allow arbitrary searches of your bags, to go through checkpoints, to have police radio you in and have to give your details. Dan was actually very good today. A female police officer said, can we search your bag? And Dan said, no, you have no right to search my bag. I haven't broken the law. But then 5 minutes later, another police officer said, yeah, you have to comply or you'll both be arrested. And so we both had our bags searched 3 times.
My whole crew is actually being targeted this weekend. Anytime we go out, they see us with our cameras. They approach us and basically harass us. And no matter where we are in the city, a lot of things are going on. Nothing is really centralized in any one area. There's little pockets of activity all over Toronto.
Yeah, the G20 criminals are everywhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, they keep coming right up to us. As soon as we walk out of my apartment, we get surrounded by a gaggle of 4 or 5
And this
officers.
Is the secret police system. I mean, again, it's all about no one's allowed to protest the Madoffs that are in there robbing you blind. And the police have been internationalized. And, again, I mean, we have the footage at the G20 of private security people grabbing people off the streets and snatching and grabbing them into vehicles and old women coming out of grocery stores with bread and lettuce going, officer, I'm – and they just let dogs go and go, no one in the city, no one on the street. And the news said, hey, we now attack old women with dogs. Well, hey, don't worry, cops. Your family's going to be run over by the globalists too. You get to drink out of the same devilish system as we do. Men, good job. We'll talk to you again coming up tomorrow, popping in on the weekday show to get a report on the aftermath. Great job. Phone calls and more news straight ahead.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, 2 wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, we have to stop being Mr. Nice Guy. We have to realize the government's trying to intimidate us worldwide, trying to break our backs psychologically so we'll put up with anything. I mean, look at this headline out of Reuters. Now, this is MSNBC, excuse me. Recovery means no undue edge for nations, Obama. That's globalism. But they don't raise the third world and lower the West. They lower everyone. That's why they had the Copenhagen Treaty last year, and the third world got the treaty and said, this has almost double the taxes on us of the West. We were going to vote for it because we were supposed to rob the rich nations. No, no, no. This is the bankers robbing everyone. This is everyone being third world slaves. U.S. President Barack Obama said Sunday at the G20 that countries must not have any undue advantage if the world is to build a strong and durable economic recovery. That's world government. A strong and durable recovery also requires countries not having an undue advantage. That means America gave up its industry because we had an advantage, remember? A strong and durable recovery also requires countries not having an undue advantage, Obama told journalists at the end of the G20 talks in Canada. This isn't political correctness, folks. This is mercantilism. Research it. So we also discussed the need for currencies that are market-driven, he added. Yeah, and they're about to get rid of our currency. We're still going to have it, but it's going to be – and I meant to get to this, but the guys just gave it to me again to remind me. This is AP. CIA's Panetta. Iran has enough uranium for 2 bombs. And they've got the weapon systems all masked, getting ready to go into Iran. That'll be a nice political diversion while the banks openly set up world government. Okay, I said I was going to go to your calls. Next Sunday, I may just do a whole show with nothing but calls. That's the 4th of July. I may have something special for that day. I'm not sure. But Regardless, let's try to get to your calls. 1 minute apiece. Jonathan in Kansas, go. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex. I have several good videos for you that you can look up on YouTube, and a pen and paper might be good for you.
Go ahead.
While you get that, type in 6-year-old girl on no-fly list, and this is a new one off of Fox News.
No, that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. We've got that.
Okay.
The evil 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And they're also now harassing people with fake artificial limbs, even though they know, and they're making people in wheelchairs that can't walk. They're making them get up and walk without help or they can't fly. It's all about humiliation. It's all about pushing us to set the precedent where we'll do whatever they say. And now they admit they record our naked bodies. They save the images. It's all funny to them. They laugh at our genitals. This is your criminal government. Go ahead. They stage the terror attacks so they could turn us into slaves. It's so simple. So they can invade other countries. We have the internal Homeland Security documents. We are the terrorist, according to them, because they are the real terrorist. What's the other one, Jonathan? I got to move here.
All right. Another one is about the corruption of the police department in New Orleans. You type in culture of police corruption into YouTube.
Well, they were the main ones robbing everything and liquor stores and jewelry stores. It's crazy, Jonathan. Good points. I'll look into that. And again, if you can't admit police and history tend to become corrupt, they will then take over and become corrupt. But here it's like, cops never did anything wrong and you're for the criminals. Yeah, I'm against all criminals. Let's talk to Jeff in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome, sir.
First, I got a couple of points that I want to make. I'm just back from the G20 in Toronto. I met up with some other guys from We Are Change Windsor.
What did you witness?
Tell us. Well, first of all, I wanted to go over an article that I read about the secret meeting of the G20 with the Canadian Finance Minister, Jim Flaherty. He met in what they called the B20. That's a secret meeting of the CEOs of the G20 countries.
Yeah, that's another headline that Obama slipped off for a secret meeting, like he did with Hillary when we were at Bilderberg in 2008. We were there. The rest of the media was like, where are they? Go ahead.
I also wanted to go over, I also noticed one of the things that scared me just as much as the police state was the number of communists on the street. I just wanted to confirm everything that you're saying today. There were communists everywhere, and they were well-funded. They had these big, giant banners up, and they were on every street corner with printed newspaper published.
And the police left them alone, because I've been at other events, and our sources say they were wonderful. It was only We Are Change and patriot groups that they were after.
My last point is, I also wanted to make the point that one of the reasons why I think they're doing these G20s and they're putting so much funding in it is because they're cashing all of their weapons, all their armor for when they do implement martial law. Somebody had mentioned that to me, and I thought I'd...
No, these are laboratory takeover drills, so they're visiting all the major cities. They're meeting every month all over the world. Way more money is spent than should, and they admit they're training to have local police go under foreign bank control. That's like the city of Austin, $2.6 billion in taxes on energy to pay the banks. It's just the banks are coming into our cities and raping us financially. Go ahead.
Last point I wanted to make was about these agents provocateurs. I've seen them there. There was a couple of people there with InfoWars shirts on, and he had a video camera, and we were trying to get their faces on video camera. I met up with some 9/11 truth guys from Toronto that had the 9/11 was an inside job and the InfoWars.com on the back of it, and we were shouting, resist the New World Order, 9/11 was an inside job. So we were really pushing the message and trying to get the message out. I was handing out DVDs with your films that had seven films of your films on one DVD.
Good.
And I had people coming up asking me for more DVDs because they gave it away. So I was just trying to get that information
out. What were the provocateurs doing? You've done a great job, Jeff.
Well, basically, they were all huddled up together, and then all of a sudden they dispersed, and there was one here, one over there. But they did have the combat-style boots on, like we've seen in the past at the Security and Prosperity Partnership in Montreal. But they had walkie-talkies in their hand. They looked like they were organized.
Yeah, that's when we caught the cops attacking their own cops. Get that video up on YouTube. Great job, Jeff. Adam in Canada, you're on the air.
Yeah, two things. First of all, I'm hearing half states are broke.
And but then, well, again, with the comprehensive annual financial reports from Walter Burian, is this all fake that the states are broke?
Well, number one, you notice they say the states are broke. That's on budget, so they want to raise the taxes because most of the money now goes to interest on the debt. But depending on the state, it varies. But, yes, the states were not broke a few years ago, but they were invested in the $600 trillion, as the Washington Post now admits, derivatives. So the banks sold them that, got money. Now the states have had their assets devalued by about half. So they're overextended, and so they're trying to now raise more money, and they've lost their credit ratings, many of them, so they're paying higher interest to the same private banks. So it's a state-by-state issue.
Okay, and the other point is on vaccines and viral theory. There's a British investigative journalist named Janine Roberts. She's got an excellent book and a website called fearoftheinvisible.com is the website. And what the field of molecular biology is apparently finding out is that a lot of these particles that are being sort of called viruses are they're emitted by cells in a normal cell function, the process of communication and repair and things, and they may in fact be a response to cell stress and disease, not the cause of it. And in that book, she also outlines how Robert Gallo, the supposed discoverer of AIDS, all of his work, his four main papers on which all the HIV theory and all the funding is based, were found to be completely fraudulent in here.
HIV is a cover for other soft-kill weapons introduced. The Navy developed the bioweapon, and I appreciate your call. And this is all declassified, just the general public doesn't know it. Great point, caller. Man, I wish I had time to look. We're going to have 4 hours tomorrow to take calls. In fact, how many guests do I have tomorrow? I had just good. So we're wide open tomorrow. Let's leave it wide open except for G20 people in the last hour because I want to take calls. Almost out of time, but let's jam in a couple more. Adam in Canada. We just talked to Adam. Mark in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, quick comment here, Alex, about the sad state of affairs in the southern states where they would turn people into refugees because of the fumes.
Yes.
The CIA in 1950s via the Saigon military mission caused a lot of unrest in North Vietnam, and they brought the U.S. Navy and Air Force then brought 1 million North Vietnamese into the into South Vietnam, where everything was settled and had been that way for thousands of years. And they brought all these new folks in there and caused major unrest in that country, and that contributed to the war.
Well, they wanted a war. They funded Ho Chi Minh. They staged the whole thing. Fletcher Prouty, head of Black Ops, exposed it. Our government funds all the communists, all the fascists, Saddam, Bin Laden. I mean, it's all been declassified that McCarthy was right, that the Pentagon was running the Soviet Union, basically. That's why Bob Chapman, who was in intelligence, said Friday he believes if they do go with this martial law in the Gulf that the Pentagon is going to spray stuff down there as a pretext that it won't really be the fumes. And because we know they've done things like that in the past. I mean, these people don't play games, folks. Great point.
Exactly what I was thinking of Bob Chapman's comment.
Great job, Mark. Call me back tomorrow. I'm sorry to Lance, Mark, Forrest, Moses, Jeff. You call me tomorrow. We'll keep those names. You go to front of the line tomorrow. Wide open phones. God bless you. Got some other important guests coming up this week. Great job, crew. Folks, all I'm doing is telling you the truth. It's up to you to go check out what I'm saying and see for yourself that it's true.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.